Good evening. My name is Jonathan Master. I serve as the Dean of the School of Divinity here at Cairn, and it is a privilege to tell you a little bit about our next speaker. Before I do that, I want to explain something about the Master of Divinity program. The MDiv at Cairn that these students are finishing this evening is a 90-credit hour program. It's long, it's rigorous, it requires 2 years of Greek, 2 years of Hebrew, and an intense number of Bible and theology courses, as well as courses in applied theology. And so it's a long time to spend with students, and it's a lot of effort expended by the students. And tonight, it's a real privilege to be able to introduce to you one of our favorite students. She is a woman committed to prayer and to ministry, but she's also exemplified over these last years a commitment to diligence and study. I remember when we first met and began to talk about the MDiv program and what it would take for her to complete it, and she was excited and ready to go. Sometimes I try to talk students out of the MDiv. I tell them, are you sure you're ready for Greek and Hebrew? And as I did that, it became very clear that she was going to make every effort to do her best to finish the program. Throughout this, not only has she committed herself to study and been an example to us in the midst of that, she's also been a kind of evangelist or apologist for the program. Almost every time I see this student, she'll say, we have to get more people in these classes. Why don't more people study Greek? Why don't more people want to sit in New Testament? And now, she recently, just out here tonight, said to me, Dr. Master, I just want you to know that I'm graduating, but I'm always going to be a part of Cairn. I'm always going to be willing to tell other people about what it is that the Lord did through my time here. So it is a distinct honor and privilege to commend to you tonight our next speaker, Tara Jenkins.
I am honored for this special occasion. I thank you, professors, faculty, staff, and students, and friends and family that are here today. I felt the Lord had a vocational calling on my life. I felt the Lord chose this place for my academic journey to begin, unaware that I would receive so much more. For example, I received a Christian family filled with the love of faculty, staff, and students. Tremendously, I have received from the professors in the areas of wisdom and knowledge of the Word of God. Because our professors taught in excellency, they also require the same of us, the students. Cairn University, you have exceeded my expectation. I have been provided with a well-rounded education. An education, as Dr. Masters just quoted, consisting of classes in biblical studies, systematic theology, and 2 years each of Greek and Hebrew. As I reflect on my time here, I have found the languages to be of significance. I couldn't understand for the life of me why I had to work so hard. Dr. Snickner, our Hebrew professors, knew the students would be challenged. However, he made sure we had the necessary tools to succeed, which were online help aids and a Hebrew tutor. Admiringly, I must say, Kai, the Hebrew tutor, has left me with an everlasting impression. For every week we read Hebrew the Hebrew Bible together and translate the passages in English. I am so excited to continue this journey that God has begun. Due to the love of languages, both Kai and I are committed to continue to study Hebrew over the summer. Philippians 1 verse 6 teaches, "He which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ." In 2018, I had a once-in-a-lifetime journey to go to Israel. I am reflecting on a casual conversation I had in the dean's office with Dr. Masters, and the subject was Israel. We were just talking, and by the end of the conversation, I was so excited, for I was going to Israel. My life has been greatly impacted by taking this trip to Israel. First, the history stories told in the Bible just came to life. I had the opportunity to see the true beauty of God's land for his chosen people, the Jews. Second, I used to only read about the stories in the Bible, such as Hezekiah's tunnel, the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus' final moments in Gethsemane. And now I can say I just didn't read about these stories. I actually got to visit these places. I am encouraged to see others from the Masters of Divinity program are now going to Israel. As a Karen University graduate, I am asking the president and the board of this university, would you seriously consider making Israel a part of the educational curriculum? I desire so much to sow in the lives of others who desire to go to Israel but are unable to because of finances. Along the journey, there were some rough patches where I thought I wasn't going to finish the course. In 2017, all of a sudden, my father became ill. If I can paint the picture for you, I am reflecting of how the Lord brought me through this difficult season of my life. While attending school, I have held a full-time job. I was a full-time student here at Karen University, and now our family has become the caregiver for my dad. I wanted to withdraw from school that semester. During the week of me taking finals, my father passed away. If it was not for my brother Sean, unfortunately, he's not here today, sternly speaking these words, "You need to finish school, and don't worry about dad, because I got him." And gracefully, I finished school that semester. I'm looking to my right, and my mother, Thessalonia Jenkins, has also had her challenges. And this school, this university, the professors have prayed for my mom. And I'm so grateful for the Christian family and the prayer of agreement. She has gone through so much. She is a cancer survivor for twice. She has had a split aorta, and she's had other challenges, but she's never complained. And she is my hero today, and she wanted to see me graduate. So where do I go from here? I know my footsteps are ordered by the Lord. I can say with confidence, Karen University, you have prepared me for the work of ministry. I am a willing an obedient vessel that truly desires to be used by God. I thank you.